In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearest pilgrims on the way, dearest brothers and sisters in Christ, dearest souls who have come to this temple to find the Christ, you have come. Christ is here. Dearest brothers and sisters, we are in a most critical time in all of Christendom, in all of the history, when there are forces among us desiring only to extinguish the name of Jesus and to extinguish this heavenly vehicle that he has given us, his holy Catholic Church and the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There are forces arrayed against us, and yet, time and time again, we come to the temple and Jesus is here present. In this holy temple, it is without a doubt that souls who enter here find the Christ. And yet, tragically, even in the wider church, there are temples so named, when souls enter and they look and they find, they cannot find the Christ. And in this most critical time, we are truly pilgrims. We are truly missionaries of the truth. So many of our fellow Catholics are lost. Lost, and yet we cannot afford to allow them to slip into perdition. They're tiptoeing on the edge as it is. And yet, if we are satisfied to be in our holy temples and be thankful that it's just us, we must reach out and pray for those who cannot or will not pray for themselves and who have not yet come to the temple, who in Christmas time did not know how to reach out. As the Blessed Mother, with all humility and with all desire, gave us her beautiful baby and said, "Here, take him, hold him close." Because if we did not find him, if we did not embrace him, if we did not love him in Christmastide, how then can we love him when he comes down from the cross? How can we not be there all too very soon when our Blessed Mother is there, cradling him in her arms just as she did when he was a baby? And surely the memory of coming to the temple, of coming with the innocence in her arms, and all that must have gone through her beautiful mind, the words of Simeon, the words of Anna, the words about swords and heart piercing, could she have understood it all? No. But even in the epistle today, we understand that our Lord Jesus came to us in flesh and blood so that we might truly be able to relate to him. And that our suffering, our sacrifice, our desire to offer our flesh and blood as he did, that as we stand at the door of the temple, we must be certain that each time we enter the temple and come into his presence, that we truly not only look for him, but we find him. We reclaim him. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is not just the representation of the unbloody sacrifice. It is also our opportunity, time and time again, to reclaim him as our own, to re-embrace him, to take him as Simeon took him, to use our God-given imagination to truly bring Jesus to our breast. In sinu Jesu, in the bosom of Jesus, we rest our head. And yet can we not also allow him in his infancy to rest his head against our bosom as well? We speak of relationship. It must be so real that if we were ever separated from it, that we would feel so very lost. We would feel so very much in need to find him again. We come to him in the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, not just for the forgiveness of our sins, but to find him again and to reestablish that same closeness that we celebrate here tonight. The presentation is not a once and done. It is a once and always. It is our time to embrace him, to hold him, to bring him close, but not to hold him just for ourselves. But with that kind of closeness, we must glow. We must manifest Christ to others who must see him in us, not so much in our words, but how we live, because of our charity, because of our desire, because we agree with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that no one should be lost, even if it seems like they are so far gone. Where will the faithful Anawim, the faithful mustard seed, come from when society finally implodes upon itself, which it appears to be inevitably going in that direction? Where will all the frightful, fearful, afraid souls come? Here, to the temple. To where, without a doubt, they find Jesus and they find the apostles, the missionaries who are on the way with him, who know the truth, who remember the truth, and who can share it with them, who can say, "Do not be afraid. He's here. Join us. Let us go forward together." So as we pray the rest of this Holy Mass tonight, pray it as if you have never prayed for those who are not here. Pray it with all your soul. Those members of your family where you look in the pew and you say, "I wish they were here." Your neighbors. Those Catholics who have lost their way. Those who don't even know the faith. We must be not only the Simeons who hold him, but the ones who then can announce to the world, "I have seen my salvation, And I've not only seen it for myself, but I want with all my heart for my family, my neighbors, my city, my community, my country, the world. I desire that they see their salvation, not some vague idea, but the flesh and blood Christ that we take in our arms and we draw to ourselves and we receive from this august altar at every Holy Mass. Shout it from the rooftops if you have to. Christ is in his temple. Jesus is here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.